No doubt the funding of education will be continue to be a hot topic up on Utah's Capitol Hill over the next, during the entire 45-day session, as a matter of fact. And a lot of debate over will more money actually solve the challenges we have here in education today. Well, joining me on our newsmaker line right now is a gentleman who wrote about this today, saying basically that improving education with more than money is key to Utah's success. His name is Edson Barton. He is the CEO of Precision Exams. Edson, how are you, and welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks, Rod. Thanks
enjoyed your editorial, your op-ed piece today in the Deseret News, Edson. But you said something at the end of the first paragraph which caught my attention, basically saying that Utahns must not be lulled into thinking money alone will make Utah education all that we want it to be. Do you think that Utahns know what we want education to be in the state right now, Edson?
Well, I don't know if everybody knows what they want it to be, but I think everybody knows that they want our education system obviously better, but they want kids coming out of school with skills that businesses want, and businesses want that as well. You know, proper funding is important, but I believe the governor kind of got it right. He said it, money doesn't, it doesn't solve all of the problems, but it does solve some of the problems. And there'll be lots of people who weigh in on this topic over the next, few weeks. But I think what we need to do is focus on what we can do with the money that we have. And current technical education is one of those areas that's in place, and it's something that's very effective and it works.
Edson, this term gets kicked around quite often, but does education need some disruptive innovation?
Well, I think so, but there's also a lot of great answers that are there. You know, I tend to believe that most of the educational answers are sitting there right in front of us. We just need to look at those and take advantage of those. I'll give you one quick example of that. Right now, today in our education system, we have students who are on average graduating at 96.6%. Our average graduation rate in the state of Utah is 85%. The difference between those two groups is simply one thing. The group that's graduating at 96.6%, those are individuals that are taking just 1.5 credits of career and technical education courses. Those are courses that focus them and engage them in taking their core concepts that they've learned and putting them to use in ways that they would in a business setting.
Edson, how did we get away over the years, maybe the decades, I think this may have been going on, that when that term technical education comes up, that people tend to go, oh, I don't want to do that. Why is technical such a nasty word sometimes in education?
You know, I don't know where the shift started to happen, but it is very unfortunate because those are the skills. If you look at kind of the history of education, and in particular the last little while, we focused more and more on core concepts, which are critically important. But as we focus more and more on those, our test scores in those areas keep going down. And so as we've gotten away from more hands-on, applied learning is another way to look at that, then our scores have gone down. And the way to reverse that, which is being proven all across the country, the data that we get from Utah is the same data that we're getting out of all the other states. When we focus on engaging students in something that's more hands-on, technical, if you will, it starts to educate them with a purpose. And that changes the whole nature of how they learn, how our students learn.
Edson, final question for you tonight. I certainly enjoy this conversation. We'd love to have you back on again, Edson. But is business being given a big enough role in education? And should it be given an even larger role in education?
Well, it certainly should be given a bigger role. And businesses don't want to get in and interfere with educators and what they do best. But there is a lot that businesses want to give. And in particular, in a state where we have such unique dynamics of demographics and how we're funded through education here, it creates some problems. And so businesses want to engage and want to give back. The difference is, how do they do that? And so finding that way to engage businesses better, bring them to the table, help them be part of the solution rather than keep them on the outside is something that's really key. I think if we could focus our leadership on solving some of these key problems, we'll have dramatically better results relatively shortly, right? Those will come very quickly. And I guess I'd mention this too, that it really serves our at-risk populations the very most. Black students graduated at 22% higher rate than their peers when they focus on career and technical education. That's huge. English learners, when they don't speak English when they come to our schools, they graduated at a 25% rate better. You can't dismiss that type of results. And so we really need to just work together with our business community, working together and trying to engage people better, and the results will come.
Edson, great conversation. Hope to have you back on someday and talk more about this. Thank you for your time tonight.
Great. Thanks, Rob.
All right. That's Edson Barton. He is the CEO of Precision Exams, talking about the debate over funding of education and the fact that more than money will really be the key to success for Utah's education.